I receive pretty much anonymous mail. Most of it is not interesting, and I don't usually read unsigned mail. There have been a couple of pieces that caught my attention. One person wrote that I better teach our priests karate because these are dangerous times for priests, and we have too few as it is. Another person sent a dollar bill and said it was alms in lieu of paying some small debts. The dollar was to satisfy the debt in the eyes of God. And there was a postscript to the note. I am not so much interested in the winning of new converts as I am in the care of and recovery of the saints, the sheep of his pasture, the stray and the stolen and the lost sheep, close quote. On the Sunday before Ash Wednesday and on the first Sunday of Lent, in the rite of election at the cathedral, we formally elected a good number of catechumens to prepare for reception into the church and the Easter sacraments, the sacraments of initiation, namely baptism, confirmation, and Holy Eucharist. These are people who have never been baptized and formally received into the Catholic Church. At the same ceremony, we also formally elected a large number of candidates seeking full communion with the Catholic Church and the sacraments of the Church. It is a thrill to welcome all of these folks to our community of faith. The cathedral was packed for each of three different ceremonies. The census count of membership in our archdiocese continues to increase. In fact, we are experiencing growth that is more than ordinary. Yet it is also true that we lose some members of our community of faith. It is not unusual for parents to want to talk to me about their anguish because their child or children no longer attend our church, or they are attending another church. Many reasons are given. Sometimes the difficulty concerns a second marriage, sometimes the other spouse of a mixed faith marriage, or the fiancé, prevails in the decision to worship in his or her church. Sometimes the reason is disaffection about strict teachings of the Catholic Church. Once in a while it is because of an alleged mistreatment by a priest. Sometimes, in fact, the reason is reaction against allegedly severe parents. Sometimes they attend another church because it is the church of choice, of co-workers or friends. What about the care and the recovery of the saints mentioned in the anonymous note? More than I care to hear, parents and grandparents feel their children and grandchildren did not receive the religious education needed to sustain their adult faith or to withstand the pressure of today's secular culture. Some feel we sacrifice solid teaching about the doctrine of our church and reasons for it and put too much emphasis on self-esteem and the art of interpersonal relations. And they contend that much of the content that was offered was selective at best. They may have a point. Over the years, we have been carefully reviewing and evaluating our programs of religious education in our schools and in our parish programs, and we review the textbooks that are used. We are encouraging our catechists and teachers of religion to expect no less from students in faith formation than we would expect of them in other serious academic courses. We will continue to do so. A new United States Catechism for Adults is about to be published and promises to be a good resource for teachers, for RCIA programs, for young adult and adult faith formation. There are fine adult religious education programs in many of our parishes. They offer an opportunity to fill in the gaps or to refresh the mind about the teachings of our church. Our religious ed directors and catechists work hard to provide for adult needs. Lent is an especially good time to participate in these programs. A good number of our parishes sponsor special outreach programs for those who have become disaffected and alienated from our community of faith. Perhaps our Archdiocese and Evangelization Commission can encourage parishes to seek ways to offer these programs on an even broader basis. For some people, the best way back to the practice of their faith is not by participating in programs. For some, the best way back is to look for a priest who is a careful listener, a kind yet straightforward questioner, and a compassionate confessor. Believe me, we welcome everybody, both new members to our faith and the recovering saints. And Lent is a time of special grace, God's most generous gift. In fact, his greatest gift is his mercy. That's why Jesus died for us. And more than ever, our priests want to share that gift.